reliever Tyler Rogers to the Mets. We do not know what's coming back.
Well, that's a problem.
Rogers led the league in appearances last year and was leading this year with 53 appearances this year.
This feels like a sale, partner.
1.80 ERA.
Okay.
He was going to be a free agent at the end of the season. So that tells me Buster Posey either didn't think of him as a long-term option, or whatever they get back from the Mets, he liked. But
I mean, Steiny, if you could go ahead. Yeah. You could count on this guy, man. And I'm just sitting here saying, if Giant fans were to believe they're in the stretch run or they're trying to salvage it, how do you send him out the door and to be determined? You don't even know if it's cash or whatnot, but this doesn't mean to me that he's going for it.
No,
like, I'm shocked.
It means to me, it's the first indication they're selling. That's,
huh?
I mean, let me ask you this.
I'm blown away. I said it's this feels like they're settling.
Yeah, they are. I mean,
wow, man. Who saw it coming? Because you got almost a $200 payroll.
You could see it coming the last few weeks.
Okay, well, even the last few weeks, who saw that coming? This is terrible.
Oh, relax.
No, I'm just saying, Steiny, for as much as he pitched, you could count on him. And he was there for you. And now you don't even know what the Giants are getting back. It's almost like, man, just to get it off the books. But
relax.
It kind of lets – okay, real quick.
What if they get Pete Alonso?
Well, but Steiny, that – yeah,
or Nemo.
Yeah, but Nemo, as I said yesterday. Steiny, come on. Like
– good for Buster.
In what way?
Being realistic.
Man. Who's next?
Wilmer Flores. Why not?
But that wouldn't hurt. I would understand. Like, you got the best out of him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So when you said when Devers came over here, you kind of sacrificed. You didn't say it, but you kind of sacrificed Flores. Yeah, that's the point, Steiny. You kind of don't. But now we're back to where Devers wasn't hitting, and you're expecting.
Look, if it, Tyler, think about this. Tyler Rogers leads the league in appearances. He's pitched in half their games, essentially.
Wow.
His ERA is 1.8. They're selling.
Oh, man.
They're selling. I mean, let me ask you this. If in your best case scenario,
okay.
Hey, Giants are going to get hot.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, they're gonna pitch well, they're going to hit well, they're going to be... Don't you assume Tyler Rogers is on the team?
Yeah, no doubt, Steiny.
Exactly.
No doubt. Like, man. So, boy, I got to be careful, but this reeks of guru. Forget August. Forget September. I don't like where we're going. It's Saran. So we'll see what they get back. But, man, Steiny, this dude can help, man. He's going to help the Mets big time. Why couldn't he help you?
He did. He pitched great.
I guess the point is... Why couldn't Posey foresee him continuing to help this team unless Posey said, I don't think we're playing meaningful. Like, this thing's really goo. You're right. This thing is going the wrong way fast, and we'll get up off of them now and help another National League team.
I mean, the way I look at it is, are they selling? Yes. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're giving up. Like, they can – like, I mean, he's – he's a big part of their bullpen, but...
Which was a good bullpen, you know?
Yeah.
Now it takes hit. Yeah, Steiny, I'm stunned. I'm not going to sit
here. You're stunned.
Well, I didn't see that. So, can you give me that? I didn't see him being moved.
Why not?
Because he's a positive. And well, I thought this season's not over. This is a negative. And if it's not about the books, and it is, it's not going to help this bullpen try to secure a third wild card. That's all. Got weakened.
Perhaps for now. But if this guy, if a guy's not under contract next year and you don't think he's going to be on your team, or you think he's going to command more money from other people than you want to give him, I'd lose Flores in a second then.
So this is what Buster meant when he said go time.
I mean, I guess so.
Man. Seriously, I ain't trying to overreact. This is letting me know I believe Buster things are closer to being done than in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or it's also a move where it's a half and half move. It's not like you make this move and now you've conceded.
Well, you got Rodriguez.
But you make this move and
Walker.
Maybe the guy you get back helps you next year. If it's a guy.
But yeah, that's where I was. What if it's cash, Tiny?
I would understand it because they paid a lot of money for guys who aren't producing right now. Somebody's got to take the hit.
And I'll say that to that real quick. And I guess to that point is, I feel like it's a little soon for Buster to pull the plug if that's what he's doing.
It's trading deadline.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have any more time. It's now or never. Matt in Oakland. Let's get back to Kuminga. Right. When we find out.
Okay, got you.
If the Giants got anybody back.
The fact that he's gone is disappointing if I'm a Giant fan, Stanley. Come on. You understand that, right?
Not really.
Willard and Dibbs will let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I don't. Like, you could have held on. Like,
you know what? Buster Posey's nothing if not realistic. I think I know why you're upset.
So,
because Posey looks at this team and is like, yeah, we're not very good.
Oh, no.
And you look at it like, how come they're not winning 100?
No, I came in here yapping about it looks bleak. Shout out Memphis is done. I don't know, but you're 5 out, and I understand that. But this is telling me, Stani, you're kind of waving the white flag just a bit.
Well, how do you wave it just a bit?
Because the strength was your bullpen. It still may be, but no Tyler Rogers. I know now. It's taking a hit where you made the decision for it to take a step back.
Hey guys, just we finally got the details from the Mets side. So Tyler Rogers goes to New York, and in return, the Giants receive Drew Gilbert, an outfielder, and Blake Tidwell, a right-handed pitcher. Tidwell is the number 10 prospect for the New York Mets in AAA, and Drew Gilbert is the number 12 overall prospect in the Mets system. And he's in AAA. Mm. So two top 12 prospects for Tyler Rogers.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
I ain't mad at it now.
Oh.
Gosh, you got to give me a chance. Like, okay, we talked about the farm needed to be replenished. You get some things to just slap in there right now, both at AAA. So it's a big difference than when I didn't know what was coming back. So maybe I should have jumped.
Well, we knew something was coming back. Yeah. It just hadn't been reported.
Yeah. I'm not mad, Steiny.
I want you to be mad. I mean, this is a move for next year.
Yeah. Or the year after. Yeah. Right. No, but I got you.
Evan, you got any numbers on these guys? Or?
Well, according to Mark Willard, numbers are just numbers in AAA.
That's a four.
That's a no.
Yeah.
I have the numbers, but like, do you?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay,
sure.
Blade, by the way, because it's been reported as Blake. Blade Tidwell. Okay. He's 24 years old.
Well, Snotty don't like him.
He's made four appearances in the bigs this year. He's given up a lot of runs. But in Syracuse this season, he had a 4.1 ERA over 14 starts, 6-4 record. And, that was Drew Gilbert. Apologies. Drew Gilbert, meanwhile, the outfielder, who's currently been in AAA this season, started out in single A, hit well, and then in Syracuse has been batting .234. With 12 home runs and 47 RBI over 82 games.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm mad at it.
So it's Blade.
Tidwell is the right-handed pitcher, and Drew Gilbert is the outfielder.
You know what? Here's the big question. Kenny, have you heard of either of those two guys?
Wow, that's nice.
This is our resident Mets expert.
Yeah, tell him.
Actually, I've heard of both of them.
Wow.
And I even have some sort of connection with Blade Tidwell.
Oh, really?
So where I'm from, near Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, where my family's from, Blade Tidwell was coached by Ryan Weathers, who's a former MLB
player. Yeah, pitch the Marlins?
Yes, and his son plays in the majors. One of my cousins actually is coached by him. He's like in his teenage years, but yeah, Tidwell, even though his ERA when he did start, because he was like a spot starter when he had a couple of injuries and needed a sixth man, He has good stuff. I'll tell you that. He's got good stuff. He just got caught up in a couple of bad innings.
Mm.
So he does a strikeout guy for sure.
Starter?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a starter. And then Drew Gilbert. I mean, I was really high on this guy. If you watched his college stuff, coming out of Tennessee, huge pop. I'm really shocked that they gave him, that the Mets gave both of those players. And Heyman reported there's a third player involved. We don't know who yet. But those
Could
two guys.
Could it be a Giant? Or it's definitely a Met?
Oh, it's a Met. He said those two, Tidwell and Gilbert, and then a third player, but we don't know yet. But I think the Giants got a fair deal, a really fair deal.
I hear you. Yeah, and the Mets get a guy that can help a lot out of the bullpen.
Oh, hang on. Jose Buto, a bullpen guy from John Heyman.
Do you know him?
Yes. He was just here.
Yeah, he literally pitched over the weekend.
So that's three guys they got.
Yeah, but it's... That's interesting, though, because it's not fully for players, number one, that are prospects. Both of those players are 24 years old and on the brink of breaking into the bigs. And Buto is someone who can help you. So I don't think it necessarily signals a sell from Posey.
Right.
I think he got a player that can still help this team.
Well,
he got off of Rogers.
Yeah, we didn't know that till now it makes more sense, Donnie.
Yeah.
You kind of replace Rodgers, even if you want to fill. What is Buto takes us if he's not up to the caliber of Rodgers? You still got two youngsters to put in your farm, and you got a major league guy to take Rodgers' place.
Yeah,
all right.
D. Lou saying, "Take that, Steiny." What? Because I said they were selling. They are.
Well, we didn't know, but now I'm more like, are they?
The reality of the situation is they traded a guy they knew would not be on the roster next year.
All right.
And they got three guys who will be on the roster next year.
All right.
They're not going to, are they going to be the reason the Giants win 10 of their next 11? I don't know. But.
Yeah, I got you. What if I told you and Evan I like it more now that we got the names?
Yeah. I liked it even when I didn't know the names. Because I feel like they made a move that they got a guy. Like, I think Flores is going to get moved, too.
Yeah. And I wouldn't like to have nobody saying, oh, the ship's going one way or the other with that. It's just time.
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. We'll have a little potpourri the last 10 minutes before the crossover. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Congrats on the wedding there, Steiny. And, man, I cannot wait till basketball. Can't wait for basketball.
Yeah. And football.
That, too. He's not the first 22-year-old who lacked wisdom. I mean, I wasn't that wise when I was 22. The league has already spoken. You heard what those guys said. What, it was 16 of them. He's worth about $20 million a year. He just turned down a two-year contract for more than that. I don't know what his agent is telling him. He's had 4 years to do what Kerr has asked him to do. He has not done it. He's getting out-rebounded by guards. Their only team with money is the Nets, and they're not interested. I mean, Jonathan, if you're listening, for God's sake, take the deal. Play your heart out. And guess what? Like you said, make the coach play you. Kerr doesn't hate the guy. Kerr's job is to win. His job isn't – he's not Mr. Jonathan Kuminga supporter. And the guy they care about is the guy who has made the franchise, what, $3 to $4 billion since they picked him up? That's the guy they got to take care of. And if he said, start Jonathan, I have a feeling they'd be thinking about it. But they're not.
Hmm.
The guy needs to get – on the floor, do what he can do. And you know what? If he plays really well and they still want to trade him, someone's going to trade him somewhere where they're going to get something for him. But they're not going to trade him for dog meat to the Kings. What does that tell you? 4 second-round picks? I mean, I don't understand these people who are like blaming this on Kurt. Guy's had plenty of time. I just don't get it. Can you explain this to me, Steiny?
I think I can. Thanks for the call, Matt. Like, I don't think Kuminga trusts the Warriors. I don't think he trusts Kerr. I think he feels, I can just tell you what I think he feels. Not that he's right or wrong. I think he feels like he hasn't gotten a fair shake here. And I think it's to the point now where it's pretty simple. He doesn't want to play for the Warriors.
I get all of that, and I think it's valid, man.
And I think he doesn't want to play here because, again, the money probably isn't enough for him. The playing time certainly isn't enough for him. The relationship with the coach is who knows. But without saying Kuminga's right or wrong, I mean, I completely understand why he wants to get out of here.
And right or wrong, Steiny, if it were my son and or my cousin or friend Kuminga, I could almost feel like he has a knife in his back. He feels like they stabbed him in the back. And we even went back to when Wiggins and he held it down and Wiggins came back and he got his. So that's when it started, right? You could make that case. So
yeah.
I get it, but I'm being selfish just as a Dub fan and what Fillmore Mike even talked about or alluded to. I want Kuminga on this team because he represents something I don't think the Warriors have a lot of.
Well, here's the other thing.
Starting that trade, the more I'm thinking about it, I like it, but go ahead. The Giants.
You know, I'm always a fan of the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And, you know, Kuminga, look, I got news for everybody. Everybody who says, you know, he may go, what if he goes somewhere and blows up?
Yeah.
What if he goes somewhere and doesn't? What if he goes to the Kings and he's just, he can't, like, they don't like him either.
But you, no
like, if
doubt,
he,
yeah.
If he goes to the Kings, what happens when Doug Christie's like, oh my God,
right.
I can't play him over Sabonis.
Yeah.
I can't play him over DeRozan. I can't play him over LaVine or Keegan Murray.
Yeah, gotcha.
So what happens if he goes to SAC and doesn't play?
Yeah. Again, I'll say this to that. You're right, and that's a reality. But the bottom line is, Donnie, you talked about the art of a deal. You're hoping that Kuminga's potential can get you something. So let's just say if that were to happen and he didn't bubble and he fizzled out, you still enhance your team with what you got back as opposed to him just walking.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I would love to see the greatest restricted free agent trade of all time because I'll bet you the greatest free agent restricted free agent trade of all time still stunk.
Mm.
Like, you just don't get value.
Yeah.
Jim's in Martinez. Hey, Jim. How are you?
Hey, guys. Been a while. Hey, that sounds like a decent trade by the Giants.
Yes.
This is just killing me. I had to call. I agree with every Steiny. I agree with you, Goo. I agree with you. But I mean, the knife in the back thing. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I agree with Filmo. I agree. I mean, come on. The hokey pokey guy, and then the side chick. That guy started losing me. I got to say. But listen, we're all right here. But it's all. I agree with the last guy where it's like, we got four rings and this thing's worth billions of dollars now. And all of a sudden Kerr's an idiot.
Yep.
And what I've seen is that Jonathan Kuminga got a ring. And when he got a chance to play, he got hurt. And that was the time because so many times, and I know you guys know this, Goo, you know this too. And so does Filmo. And I know you know this, Steiny. How many times have we seen Kerr put JK in and some guard rips the ball away
all
from
day.
Him.
I got you.
Some guy gets a rebound on him who's like 6'4". He doesn't hustle. And then he dribbles down and he's going to start driving and somebody steals the ball from him and he doesn't run back. This has happened time and time again. And I can understand his frustration. It seems to me what I think is he's gotten some bad advice. He should have taken that deal. And I think he's gotten bad advice, and now he's feeling like what you're talking about, Guru, like, oh, these guys don't respect me and this and that. But you got to earn it, man. Fair? What world are we talking about where one stinking thing is fair? Come on, man.
Mm.
Give me a break. This kid has potential, and, yeah, he's been, you know, slapped, you know, hasn't gone perfect. But you talk about the DeSantos and the Moses Moody and the Pajimski and these guys, you know what they do? They put their heads down and they work their butts off and they impress the other people that matter, which is Draymond and Steph Curry. Mm. Do you think this doesn't have something to do with that? When they got to look over at this dude with a world of potential, and he'll dribble the ball off his foot. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
What do you guys think?
I hear you, man. I keep going to that Portland game at the end of the season, Stoney, just last year, real quick here, and Steph Curry coming off a pick, and he was wide open to take a three, and Kuminga was fiddle-faddling, didn't even look Curry's way, didn't even know he was over there, and I swear to you, partner, they were at the far bench, Curry looked over and threw his hands, Stoney, like, what's going on? Those are the things that I know I need to answer to myself about, well, why don't Dre and Curry ride for JK? That's why.
Do you think that for all Draymond Green's warts, you think Draymond Green thinks Kuminga's a dog?
No.
You think Steph thinks it?
No.
And I got to believe over 4 years, they tried every motivational tactic in the book.
Even so, propping them up.
So that's why, like, I think it's a joke when people say, well, Steph and Draymond have to get in there and do this, or Joe Lacob's got to do this or that, and Kerr's in. No, it's like, it's all happened before.
Mm.
It's 4 years of this.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to a head, and we got to figure out where he's going to end up.
And my only issue with everything, so I got a couple, is just the timing of it. I just hate that it's dragging out and has the potential to go to September.
No doubt. No doubt. And that, I'm kind of mad at myself, actually, when it comes to Kuminga. Because I was saying all along, you know, I should have just said what I really believed, and that is, they never work great.
Like, you can understand why.
The minute, and I felt like the minute Kuminga didn't reach an agreement last year, I swear I said to Evan, it's not good. I know that. What do you mean? And he didn't say it, but I was like, it's just not good. How come? Because restricted free agency stinks for everybody, but more so for the player than the team. So, I mean, and son of a gun, if the four restricted free agents,
man, oh man,
are still stuck, and here's the other thing, it not only feels like all the restricted free agents are stuck, it feels like all the restricted free agents are far apart, like they're far apart with their teams.
No doubt about it, man.
So.
And that's why I think it's elite, this thing, like you kind of hate to see it, but Stoney, this is the first of many more to come. I mean, man, just think about it. Good players out there. Cam Thomas is a good player. Giddy is too, and JK. Just quiet on the set.
For the same reason. Once again, if you're just joining us, the Giants have made a trade. Of course, the trade deadline is tomorrow. They've traded Tyler Rogers, their reliever, to the New York Mets for three players, Blade Tidwell, Drew Gilbert, and what's Budo's first name?
Jose.
And he pitched against the Giants this past weekend. So the Giants get three guys, not prospects. Well, Budo's in big leagues already. Yeah. Tidwell's pitched a little bit, and Drew Gilbert is...
Three for one, Stoney.
Ooh, my voice is struggling a little bit here. The Giants, whether you think it's selling or buying.
No, I feel differently
might be
now.
In the middle,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Beluto helps me. I feel a little better now because he can, you know, take Rogers' place. But Stoney, the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control is, man, they haven't needed a closer in the last five games. I'm just saying, dude.
Yeah, and
this is bad.
Yeah, to me, the trade makes sense. If Tyler Rogers is a free agent at the end of the year and you don't think you're going to have him back, go make this trade and see if one or two of these guys can't help you next year. And if they can help you this year, great, but I'm not necessarily saying that these guys are going to be the reason the Giants turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what we got next is the crossover. Well, I haven't seen Mark Willard in a while. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't had a chance to congratulate him on the wedding.
What about Diaz?
I've seen him more recently than Willard.
All right. Wow.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. A segment also sponsored by carsforkids.org.